how to get these goals that you're working on, right? First of all, you have to have the desire, you know, the commitment and the faith. And if your desire is strong enough, it's going to make you do the steps that are necessary, right? And I call it the three legs: desire, faith, and commitment. The desire is your why. You have to figure out why you want what you want. You know, when that's strong enough, then you're gonna take the steps. I was saying about when I went to get my psych license, people would see me more commitment, right? Which I had it because I had the desire. If the desire is strong enough, the commitment will be there, right? So I did the 2,400 supervised hours. Like I said, they kicked out 1,000 hours. I had to go back and get more, yada, yada, yada. But I did that. So the desire, if it's a strong enough why, it's also why whatever this desire that you have, going back to when we talk about it has to be what you want, not what anybody else wants, because that'll give you the desire. If it's what your parents want, your spouse, your, whatever it is, or someone's trying to get you to settle for less, there's no desire. The commitment will go away, right? So you have to find your true desire. And again, nothing is neither good nor bad. None of your desires are neither good nor bad, but the way you think about it, right? If you remove all guilt about them, then you're much more likely to go forward. And that'll give you the commitment. And faith is one of the coolest things, which is, they always talk about, it says my internet's unstable. If we get kicked out again, I'll have to just redo this next week. But the faith, you know, they say it takes the faith of mustard seed, and that's been mistakenly thought to think you only need a tiny bit of faith because mustard seeds are tiny. But really what it is, you have to have ultimate faith. You have to have ultimate faith. Why? Well, because I think we're having an issue. Okay. You know, that mustard seed can only become a mustard plant. You know, that little acorn can only become that tree, the oak tree. I mean, it has to have ultimate faith. It knows nothing else but what it knows, right? That is one of the keys, is true faith. This, it, you know, and you seal it. And the other thing I think that's been overlooked in the parable is the fact that it's sealed. Those seeds are sealed. And then they need to be planted and not let anything else in till it begins to burst forth, right? But if you have the desire, and which will give you the commitment, and you have the ultimate faith that you're going to get that goal, I think that leads to coincidence. And to me, the coincidence is when, you know, in a miracle is when you what you want has been prepped for, and then those coincidences happen. You know, when commitment, faith, and desire meet together, it creates those coincidences. And then the only thing missing from this list would be action, right? So you want these things and you're working toward it, and then you run into somebody who says, oh, by the way, did you know these people are looking for this? And you go, great, and you take the number. So that's the coincidence. If you go home and you never make the phone call, well, the coincidence went away. Miracles are when coincidence and action merge. So what we want to do is begin to do this. So what we want to do is, when you're going to do these techniques, you got to make a command of what your desire is. And again, it has to be positive, focused, present tense. Whatever your desire is. And the hardest thing, and I shouldn't pre-record or pre-judge this in your mind, the hardest thing is to let go of how it's going to happen, right? I want this, so then I have to do this, and then get that, and then get... No, this, you just positive focus, like I'm moving into the new house, and not worry about the mortgage or the down payment or anything. Let go of the how, you know? And then develop your command. I command my subconscious, superconscious mind to open up my pathways to me so I'm easily enjoying my new property now. Right? And it has to be totally focused, totally present, and you need to feel the feelings of being there. And again, we go into the magic of I don't know how. when you say, I don't know how, when you're doing this, you know, I don't know how, my subconscious mind opens up all my pathways, so all the money and prosperity that I've been working toward is in my life. It's not coming, it's in my life, right? When you say, I don't know how this happens, it's a little flip in your brain. It releases the need to plan or the need to make it one way, right? What? Because there's multiple ways, right? And we all have those kind of examples. Those, you know, how many times you have something really cool happen in your life, really cool. And when it was over, you look back and go, I don't know how the hell that happened. How did I meet that person that ended up here, that ended up there, right?
Somebody was talking about, since I take these acting classes, you always hear my acting stories.
But there's one, and I can't remember who it was, big name star now. But their breakthrough role was not what they were going after. A friend of theirs was auditioning. And they had to make an audition tape. You know how you audition now is you go and you can make your own tape and you send it to your agent or to the casting director. And then if they like it, they send it on. And this one, it had to not just be like a monologue like this talking to camera. It was a scene. So this person was auditioning for it. And the other person's like, okay, you know, he needed help. He goes, will you be my scene partner? Sure, I'll do that for you. And they, you know, and he just went in and did the scene with the guy. And, you know, that actor sent it off, or actress, I don't remember, sent it off and gets a call. Yeah, we'd like to talk to you. And they were all excited. Oh, my God, I got the part. No, they wanted to know who the hell was your scene partner, right? Scene partner got the lead in a major motion picture, right? And then that's when it says, I don't know how that happened. I was just there. I just, you know, trying to be supportive of the other actor, doing things what actors talk about. And, you know, they get that part. The other girl got a little part. But, again, how many of those kind of things happen in our life? You know, I don't know how I ended up doing all the things I do. Like, when I went to the National Guild, I went there in 1989, to do a fire walk. That was all I wanted to do. I didn't know that I'd end up doing, like, you know, almost 30 years of NLP training, you know, being this, doing that. I didn't know that. It was just, and I didn't plan it. So those are the miracles, and we all have that. You meet the person, and they end up being your soulmate or something, but, you know, you didn't plan it. It wasn't what you planned. And again, so when you say, I don't know how, it opens up your subconscious mind. So now we're going to do this technique. So first, I want you to think of a specific goal that you're working on. A specific goal that you are working on. Great. Great. Good. Now, what I want you to do is make a command of this goal, as if you've already have it. Totally positive, affirming, and your command is going to be, I don't know how my subconscious mind or my however you want to say, I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I ended up in the perfect house. I just know I am now. And then you feel it. You have to feel being there, right? That's the command, right? So you have your own command, all right? And then we got a nice, since we're doing this on a Thursday, and then Monday when we wrap all this up, we'll be able to see if any blocks came up, right? And I suggest you do this little technique a couple of times over the next few days, and see if things are coming up like, yeah, but thing. Then you can go back and do one of those clearing techniques. But first, we're going to do some EFT, you know, to kind of clear this out, right? So what I want you to do is, you know, on the side of the hand, I want you to go, I totally and completely accept myself, even though I haven't achieved this goal yet, and whatever your goal is. I totally and completely accept myself, even though I haven't achieved this goal, then name your goal. Yeah, I totally and completely accept myself, even though I haven't achieved this goal. Yet, I totally and completely accept myself, even though I haven't achieved this goal. Yet, then you're going to do the quick protocol where you say, like, whatever your goal is, I don't know how, but this is in my life now. And you say what you want in your life. I don't know how is in my life now. I don't know how. I don't know how. And then on the side, I don't know how. I don't know how. I don't know. And then under your eyes, that's stomach five. Good. And then right under your nose, I think this is center vessel. I don't know how. I don't know how. And then in the chin spot, this is conception. This is center. One's center, one's conception. Excuse me. Okay. Now, the collarbone spot, I just do both with both hands. I don't know how. I don't know how. And then the back of the hand, the ring part, right there. And then move your eyes around as you keep saying, I don't know how. I don't know how. Good. All right. Now, take a deep breath and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just let yourself relax. Relax your mind, relax your body. Relax your mind, relax your body. And I'm just going to count from 1 to 5. And with each number I count, I want you to just relax and go deeper and deeper. 1, just get centered and grounded right where you are right now. 2, becoming centered and grounded even more from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. 3, letting go all the way down. 4, going deeper and deeper still. And 5. Now imagine, roots coming out of the bottom of your feet and going down into the earth, down into the bowels of the earth, down into the deep lava and magma, but also down in the earth is gold and diamonds and rare metals, or what we can see, what we perceive as rare metals and gems, and water and power. And it comes up into your body, totally connecting you to this earth. And comes out of the top of your head and goes out into the universe. Now your consciousness goes out into the universe, beyond space and beyond time. You go to the edge of the universe and you see the Earth as a tiny blue dot compared to these huge planets of Jupiter and Neptune and the Sun. And you come close and you realize how connected you are. And now from this place of magic and miracles, in this place of ultimate connection, there's the power in this universe that creates planets, creates universe, creates worlds. And from here you begin to realize everything begins with a thought. When you look down at that blue dot of the earth and you see the cities and the things, you know everything began with a thought. Building a city, building a car, building an empire. It all begins with a thought. And when the thought is aligned in perfect unison, things fall into place. And so now you go to this place and you see a little corner and you realize it's the place of ultimate connection, infinite possibilities. And you realize, looking from this place down to that earth, there's many ways to get to where you want. Whatever that goal is, you can get here and you can get there. That's right. There's many ways to get there. That's right. And now with your eyes closed, kind of roll your eyes up underneath your eyelids to connect to the higher parts of your brain, and it shoots up to this universe so you're totally connected to the universe down into the earth. That's right. And all this light and love from the universe comes through you. And any blockages that you're kind of aware of, all those limiting beliefs passed on by religion and society, and sometimes parents and other people, maybe well-meaning, but they were passed on. That's right. That you can just let the light and love just wash it away. And I want you to think, if any hurt that you've done has connected to you, and no amends were made. Ask the light of the universe to account the debt is paid. Let the light of the universe wash away any debt because you didn't make amends. Maybe the people are gone. Maybe it's an old long hurt. But let the universe wash it away. Wash it away. So you feel like a direct link from the universe and your higher self and this power that creates worlds coming down through you, down into the earth, so it can pull up all those things that you need here in this manifestation plane to make what you want. Good. And now in this place of connection, gently and easily say, I don't know how, and then state your command. I don't know how. I just know I am. And I am grateful and fulfilled. I don't know how. Then state your command. I just know I do so now. And I am grateful and fulfilled. I don't know how. State your command. I just know I do so now. And I am grateful and fulfilled. And now think about the feeling of having this goal. See it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. That's right. Feel the contentment, the gratitude of having it. How good it makes you feel. And know that what other people say, think, or feel about this goal is inconsequential. It's your desire, and you enjoy it. That's right. That's right. And now you drift up out of yourself. And all of those negative beliefs and attitudes, imagine them being removed from your DNA. Go all the way back to when you were a small child, maybe even before you were born. Implant these powers and abilities and skills to manifest your needs, wants, and desires. And spin it down, down, down into your DNA. And put a block and spin out any limiting beliefs placed by society, maybe religions, maybe parents or authority figures. With no judgment, just let them go. Let them go. The same way many of us were taught that Santa Claus was there and it was cute at the time, but now we know it's not the best. And we just let that belief go. You can let those other beliefs go now. That you're not worthy. That you have to work super hard. That you have to know every little aspect of whatever it is that you want. Sometimes you can just enjoy it. That's right. Put that into your DNA. Spin it in, spin it in. That's right. And then coming back now, coming back, coming back. Letting all of this go where it needs to and wants to. That's right. Good. Very good. Feel it in your core. Feel it in your core. And know that anything is possible. And now look at these wants, needs, and desires that you have, and know that they're a gift from God, because the universe can only experience the kind of life you want, the money, the relationships, the body, the things, the food, all of these things the universe will experience through you as only you can. That's right. So see it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. And now you let go of what other people think or feel about what you want. That's right. And realize that you're worthy. Feel that ultimate connection with self-love and self-appreciation. That's right. And now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back, but you come back feeling better than before. 1, coming on up, letting this all drift away, putting it into your mind, and put it into your future, and see that it's happening now, and that coincidences are going to pop up that you will surprise and delight you. 2, drifting up, up, up. 3, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. 4, opening your eyes. And 5, open your eyes, come on back. Good.